Remember, you can always listen to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. There's no excuse for you not to listen to the Junks. By the way, Grant Paulson will join us coming up at 8 o'clock from Atlanta, site of the Major League Baseball All-Star Game.
Yep, he's down there. Hot Atlanta.
He's got four kids now.
Yeah, did he? Did his wife just have a kid yesterday or the day before? Or
no, like, a couple days back.
A couple days ago, yeah.
A few days back. Named after another president. We had a big discussion. All of his kids are named after presidents.
Oh, they are?
Yes. Apparently.
Even the girls are named after presidents?
Yes.
Really?
Reagan.
Taylor. Was it Taylor?
I think you may be right.
Not sure.
We actually haven't asked Grant. He may be named after a president.
That's right. Grant. Ulysses S. Grant?
Could be.
I think it's a Paulson tradition.
A family tradition?
I believe the kids are Reagan, McKinley,
okay,
Truman, and whatever the new one is.
That's definitely
Lincoln.
Lincoln, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely Prez.
That's a cool family tradition.
I mean, you bet your whole life on it.
100%.
You put your kids' lives on it.
Yeah.
I mean, no one else named
Valdez, I don't know about you, but whenever I'm watching Jeopardy, which is almost every day, when I see presidents flash up there, I cringe a little bit. Because I'm not...
You're not.
I'm okay with it. I'm not great.
Not your
with
wheelhouse.
It. It's not my worst category. It's certainly not my best. My worst category is like opera. I mean, there's a lot of worse categories.
You got like a 2.2% chance at a guess.
Well, you can't guess. You're going to lose money.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if you're playing by yourself.
Yeah.
2.2.
I just sit there like a mute and just look at the TV.
What's your best category?
Oh, anything sports related, or you know what? Also, like. Stuff about
stadium
like,
names,
like
probably
companies, ticker symbols, stuff like that. Because I look at my stupid portfolio too much.
Those are probably
my wheelhouses.
You look at it every day.
Every day, that's correct.
Oh, multiple times a day.
All right, let's jump into the sports page. Brought to you by my favorite team over there at the all new Malloy Chevrolet of Alexandria, where they got huge incentives. It means lower prices on your favorite models. Head on over. Ask for my guy. His name is Josh Cochran.
Mm-hmm.
Make it Malloy, Malloy.com.
He's not named after a president.
No.
I can't think of any Joshes that were president.
Or any Cochrans?
Nope.
You know, I was looking on CBS. They did a draft breakdown because they finished the amateur baseball draft. And they named R.J. Anderson, who's, I guess he's a baseball writer for CBS Sports, named five teams that killed it in the draft.
Okay.
Those five teams are the Milwaukee Brewers, his opinion, of course, the Minnesota Twins, the Tampa Bay Rays, the Baltimore Orioles. Orioles had seemed like they had a billion picks. And the top team, the Washington Nationals.
Look at that. Look at the props.
What did they attribute it to?
They love their picks.
They love Willits.
They love the top three picks. They love the Landon Harmon kid, who's a third rounder, high school pitcher out of Mississippi. They liked him. They said they had him as a top 30 prospect, and he went in the third round.
Mm-hmm.
They had Ethan Petrie. They got him in the second round. He's got huge power, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Outfielder from the University of South Carolina.
He's a big banger.
They just like the overall draft
I'm
for
sure
the Nats.
You guys saw the video that the Nats put out of Willits training as a young kid, right? Mm-hmm. Like lifting, deadlifting, and just fielding grounders in his sick setup.
He was smooth when he was 8 years old.
The smoothest.
Right.
Just so good.
It's awesome.
So hopefully he's going to be a stud. In the fourth round, they took a pitcher from a high school in New York, Poly Prep Country Day School, Miguel Simi. Junior.
Sounds very swanky.
Or Sime. I'm not sure if it's Sime or Sime.
If you have Country Day in the name of your school, I just envision like this like 300-acre campus, just trees everywhere, just sky-high tuition.
Just an oasis.
Not sure.
It's like where Chris Webber went to. Was it Detroit Country Day?
Yeah.
I mean, I think you're a bunch of silver spooners.
I don't know if where Poly Prep Country Day is.
I guarantee you it's nice.
We'll check it out. They took Coy James, a shortstop from Davie High School in North Carolina, in the fifth round.
It seems like they took preponderance of high school kids?
Well, four of their top five picks were high school players. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Then they jumped into college. They took a catcher from Wright State in the sixth round. They took a pitcher from University of Arizona in the seventh.
Drab doesn't like that pick. He hates the U of A.
Is it true?
Took another pitcher from University of Mississippi in the eighth.
Is it true that they largely, if not totally, avoided Boris Clients?
It's a good question.
I heard Tommy Lavero on it yesterday, and I think he was alluding to that. And I was reading somebody, and they were saying, yeah, they basically were. It was kind of a point of emphasis to avoid Boris Clients. And I heard Lavero say on somebody's show, one of our guys, that by the time Willits gets up, it'll be right when James Wood is leaving. So
that's a very good chance.
Yeah.
When James Wood is gone.
Yeah.
He gone. Well, they got him what, for four more years. So, yeah, I mean, he'll probably come up in about 4 years.
Right about when Wood departs, this kid will be up and ready to go.
All right. And and in two more years, Matt Gore will be gone.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. This guy liked their draft.
I heard really others say they liked it, too, that the idea of, you know, saving a little bit at the top and then spreading it around to the other guys to, you know, give them incentive to leave high school and not sign with their colleges is very smart. It's what the smart teams have been doing the last couple of years. So, who knows? They all like to gamble on the high school kids.
So, we opened up the show talking about the home run derby last night down in Atlanta. Cal Raleigh, catcher for the Mariners, who, of course, is starting for the American League at catcher tonight, wins the home run derby. He was the favorite, and he's the first catcher to win the home run derby.
Surprise. Mike Piazza never did it. Best power hitting.
I don't know if he ever was in it, but he never
catchers.
Won.
Kind of a bar time.
I don't remember it being Mike Piazza. as much prominence 20 years ago or so, like in Piazza's heyday.
Yeah.
I don't remember it.
I mean, Cal Ripken won.
I don't remember
Derby.
I don't remember it.
Oh, I think it was big back when Ken Griffey was in it.
Okay. I just don't remember
Cal Ripken winning it.
Yeah.
It was huge.
Yeah.
So Raleigh has 38 home runs. The record for home runs by a catcher in a single season is 48 by Sal Perez of the Royals. So he did that about 3 or 4 years ago, I think.
Mm.
So he's certainly on pace and will break that.
Amazing for a catcher. So I just looked it up. Mike Piazza was actually in the home run derby twice and never homered. He is
the rules were different.
Who doesn't have a home run in the competition.
That's embarrassing.
So he did that in 1993.
Almost as embarrassing as Jazz Chisholm's three last night.
Was that when they just threw 10 pitches? Or
I'm not sure what the rules were.
Yeah, the rules were different.
But apparently he tried to redeem himself in 1994, went homerless again, and then tapped out.
Man.
Just not a home run derby
that is
guy.
Just brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal run out for Piazza.
So you got the All-Star game tonight. It'll be Paul Skeens against Tarek Skubal, two stud pitchers. So we'll I'll watch a few innings of that.
What's your take on kind of the minor controversy surrounding the selection of the Brewers pitcher, Mizorowski, who's only got 5 appearances in Major League Baseball? Like, the Phillies were all bitter.
Right.
Because they thought one of their pitchers should have made the All-Star team.
Yeah.
And they went off saying, you know, it's for the best players. But this kid, Mizorowski, is a phenom a la Skeens, throws over 100 miles an hour on the regular.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an All-Star game.
Mm-hmm.
So they put him in. I know that Dave Roberts said he's probably going to pitch in the 5th or 6th inning tonight. They want to bring excitement, try and build up a star, but he's only played in 5 Major League Baseball games.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't care
less. What side do you fall on?
If the guy has a flamethrower attached to his body and he only has 5 starts, put him in the game. Get him out there. Who cares? It's a dumb exhibition game.
Honestly, you want my honest opinion?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't bother me one minute.
That's my top opinion, too. Yeah. But I have no problem with him being there.
Well, you would if it was a Nats player who was getting left off, who's been killing it all season. They put some kid in just because
they let Mizorowski in over
Matt Gore. Just because he's 6'10", you know, and he throws hard. Okay, I mean,
maybe.
I'm pretty nonplussed.
You guys might have, if the Nats were left off, I could understand why the Phillies players are bitter.
Yeah.
I mean, those guys have been grinding all year with three ERAs and they're not in the All-Star game.
I think they're giving the guy a bonus anyway, right? Was the organization going to give them a bonus? I mean, we might find it silly, but for some of those guys, it's meaningful to make an All-Star team. And instead of making an All-Star team, which he deserved, they're giving it to a kid that's had 5 starts.
And what if that kid is better than him?
He is.
Okay.
But his resume isn't better.
I don't care about the resume for the season. If he's a better player and he has a better trajectory than the rando from the Phillies, put him in the game.
But it's not the prospects game, Cakes. It's the All-Star game.
I understand game. Which game it is.
I know, but they also, I mean, guys get in there as starters who aren't as good as some of the reserves, but they get voted in. Mm-hmm. Look, I mean, that happens every year.
Manfred's turning it into more of a joke game versus what's supposed to be somewhat of a competitive game in that they put Kershaw in there. You know, now they're just adding that like,
a couple
legends.
Times. Yeah, but Kershaw's going to the Hall of Fame. I don't have a problem
with
that.
Yeah. By the way, the Home Run Derby started in 95, EB. Your guy, Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt, the first Home Run Derby winner, and then you go through it. Griffey won it in 94.
Mm-hmm.
You said it started in 95.
You know what? I went it's actually further back. My bad.
Yeah.
Because
if Cal won, he probably won in like 91, 92.
Yeah, I think it was longer than that.
I think it was 91.
JP's giving us bad intel.
Dave Parker won it in 85.
Okay. Just keep going back.
I just don't remember it being as prominent, but, you know, what do I know?
I think it started blowing up with Griffey and Bonds. Ripken won it in 91.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Its heyday was when Griffey hit it off the warehouse in Camden Yards in 94, 90, whatever.
Yeah.
And he was going head toe-to-toe with Bonds.
94 was Three Rivers. 95, Frank Thomas. Bonds, 96.
I do remember Cal because Cal kind of had a nowhere, had that unbelievable season in 91. And I remember him winning that now that you mention it.
Griffey won it in 98 at Coors Field. Griffey won it in 99 at Fenway.
One of the more iconic ones for me is when Bryce won a couple years ago.
Was that 18?
Whatever the hell that was, right? You know, right before he was with the Nats, his last season or whatever.
Yeah.
That was
at Nats Park, wasn't it?
Yeah, his dad.
Yeah, that was here.
Dad was throwing.
Yeah.
And he told his dad to hold up the trophy.
That's pretty cool.
He was going crazy. All right. I'm sure we'll get into it, the McLaurin stuff, because another receiver signs a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
That would be Garrett Wilson of the Jets. He's going to sign a 4-year, $130 million deal, $90 million in pocket. So that gives him about $32.5 million per year. So your top five receivers in terms of your salary per year are Chase, Jefferson, CD, Metcalf, and now Garrett Wilson.
I woke up this morning and saw a tweet at Junks Radio from Kelly, who's a longtime listener to the show, and she said, he's changed his IG profile.
Terry McLaurin has.
I don't know if that's a big deal if McLaurin changed it. I don't study his Instagram.
We looked at it last week, and I can't remember what the picture was, but it didn't say Commander. You know, a Redskin on it. It's just an athlete.
But it had a lot of pictures of the Commanders.
Yeah, that's still there.
Still does. Okay. Those are all still there.
He hasn't done the whole strip. Looks like he's on his honeymoon or they're just vacationing in Europe or something. Mm-hmm. He and his girl.
I'm going to get married a while ago.
He did get married a while ago.
Sometimes you wait, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It looked like Italy. I've never been. JP may have to verify. The pictures looked like Italy, but I could be wrong.
He doesn't look like he's sweating it too much.
He's somewhere in Europe.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, honestly, initially, when I saw that, I thought, that's good. It's more information. I think the more these receivers are signed, it slots people. And, sure, Garrett Wilson's younger, but I think Terry's numbers measure up favorably.
Right.
He's older, so that's obviously the factor that everyone's struggling with.
Six
but I think
older.
It's better for the situation.
And I also think that now...
More information.
Now they just walk in and say, well, 32.5 is now our... That is now our baseline. Whereas, like last week, I feel like he could have signed for like 31 or 30.5 million. Like, I just don't feel like that number's in play anymore for him.
Feel like
as far as average per year.
I feel like it's going to have to be 2 years guaranteed, whatever that number is, and then a third year option.
Yeah, he may not get as much guaranteed upfront money because he's older, but I would think his AAV is going to come in right around Garrett Wilson's at 32.5.
I think so. It gives him more information.
Like, I would hope so.
How could it not?
It just distances you from that Mike Evans argument, even though...
Totally.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
But he's not going to get the $90 million
guaranteed. Not going to get 90. He's not going to get that
paid.
Much. But he's going to get 2 years, and it's going to start with a 3.
It's definitely going to start with a 3.
Yeah.
But Garrett Wilson's 24, so that's why he's getting
$90 million
guaranteed.
But it's met his numbers. I mean, right now, production-wise, I mean, they're right there with him.
Yeah.
Not ahead of him.
All right, last but not least, the Wizards said bye-bye to Rishon Holmes yesterday. They requested waivers on the Veterans Center. 9-year vet arrived to his fourth team in the Wizards at 2024 during the trade deadline. And, of course, Washington traded Daniel Gafford to the Mavs in exchange for Holmes and a first-round draft pick. And they said, bye-bye. Went on to appear in 48 games and average about 7.5 points per game, shot 61% from the field.
Care to guess his career earnings? Rashawn Holmes, 10 years in the NBA.
I remember looking him up. I think we did this one time when we did the morning matchup.
I do love getting in people's pockets.
I think he's about $11 million per season. So over his career, he's probably made about 50.
I mean, you're
64.
Close. You're closer. He's made $61 million.
Who is this?
Rashawn Holmes.
Oh, unbelievable.
This is the thing about the Rashawn Holmes decision. They're going to be very rebound challenged this season. Alex Saar better develop into like Dennis Rodman, because
he better get 12 or 13 boards.
They're not going to have really any bangers on the inside.
Yeah.
So now they're down to 17 guys on their active roster after the Holmes dismissal.
That's a lot of guys.
How many can they carry?
They don't have many big guys.
They carry 15?
I don't know what that number is.
Now?
I don't think it's more than that.
Okay. I think it's 15.
Wiz, by the way, back in summer league action tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight.
I was hoping they were playing last night.
Check that out.
Nice. You get to see some Trey Ball, Trey Johnson. You get to see Will Riley.
He's fun to watch. Now I'll have to lock in on Riley now that he's intrigued you.
He's tantalized JP with his skill set.
Tantalized JP.
He hit 3 out of 4 threes in the last game.
It's pretty good. All right, don't forget, later in the show, Grant Paulson, one of the hosts of Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. He's going to join us coming up at 8. He is at the Major League Baseball All-Star Game in Atlanta.